This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Local council elections, or the third vote, has become a hot talking point within the Pakatan Rakyat Coalition recently. And this was triggered by DAP calling for local council elections to be restored after it was abolished almost 50 years ago. PAS, however, disagrees. Its president, Hadi Awang, claims that it will lead to ethnic polarisation. But what exactly are local council elections? Ng Yin Sin, who's the senior director of the Centre for Public Policy Studies, explains.
A local council would normally be known as local government, which includes town councils, municipal council and district council. A local council is also the third and the lowest tier of government administration, which falls below the state and federal government. And in Malaysia today, there are 149 local authorities, including the KL City Hall, consisting of 12 city halls or councils, 39 municipal councils and 98 district councils. And the main function of a local council is mostly to grant licenses or permit for any trade, provide basic amenities, provide sanitation, and also to plan and help develop the area under its jurisdiction.
Under the Malaysian Constitution, local councils are run by mayors under the jurisdiction of state governments. Yin Sin elaborates.
In terms of who runs the operation in a local council, I would say that the functions are normally governed by the full council, which comprises of a mayor within the city or the town council, or we call it a president, depending on the type of council for district or municipal. So then the mayor or the president will act as chair, and there will be 24 councillors. And then the respective state government will appoint the mayor or president and councillors. In terms of who are the councillors or who would be the mayor or the president, so most of the time they are ordinary citizens within the local authority area where they should have wide experience in local government affairs or somehow have achieved distinction in any of the profession, and they should be capable of representing their communities. However, in practice, councillors are supporters of political parties. So therefore, local government or local council ultimately reports back to the state government. The most important thing that we have to remember is that local councils or local government do not answer to the federal government.
She also argues that many Malaysians are unclear over what comes under the jurisdiction of a local council.
You see, if you look at the case of Malaysia, if you have got a longkang sumbat, you call your MP, you know. Why are you calling your MP when you have got a drain which is clogged up in your local community? It should be the job of the councillor. So I think there is this separation of roles and responsibility that our own electorates needs to understand. And I think there is this misunderstanding because people think that, okay, you are my MP or you're my ADUN. I don't care everything you have to do. Also. But by right, MPs should be looking at national policies. Your DUN should be looking at the state policies. And it's your councillors who take care of all these licenses, your public toilet, your compounds, your parks, your urban development, your fire services, those situations that actually matters to your daily life immediately at the local level should be dealt with by the local councillors.
Now, the reason behind this lack of understanding is that most Malaysians are unfamiliar with the concept of local council elections. It's been so long since we had the third vote that most of us can barely remember what it's for. So why doesn't Malaysia have local council elections now?
Well, it started with an emergency situation caused by Indonesian confrontation back in 1963. And back then, an emergency law was introduced called Emergency Regulations 1965 during the crisis. And it covers suspension of local government elections. Then somehow in 1976, there's this Local Government Act called Act 171, which abolished the local government elections eventually. That was actually a result from a Royal Commission of Inquiry conducted back in 1965 after the crisis to review the functions and management of local council. So as of the situation now, why we don't have a local council election today is because it is seen as a way of speeding up development for a better economic environment. But from my own personal perspective, whether how true this is highly questionable.
Yin Sin, however, believes local council polls will allow for more participatory democracy.
The reason why local council elections are so important is the same reason why we have elections at all levels, is for accountability. And when a society lacks accountability, it will somehow lead to inefficiency, incompetence, and ultimately, possibly, corruption. So then in the past, when we have seen many instances of misuse of funds and resources, It is most of the time because people don't have to be accountable to anybody. So therefore, any election would be the right of the citizen to choose who they want to appoint or who they want to elect as the right person for the job, as well as for having the option to remove them if they feel that those people who have been elected to office are unworthy or not doing their job well. We also believe that by having elections at all levels, it can ultimately lead to better governance and living quality, because then we can actually feel and relate to as local government as one of our immediate area of living.
Continuing in this vein, Yin Sin lists the changes local council elections will bring to the current structure of the government.
Current system of government, I would say that the current structure will be very much intact, but the only change is the relationship between local and state governments will stay. However, it is ideal for further decentralization of current local councils as well. Let me just give you an example. MBSJ, the Subang Jaya Majlis Perbandaran, is huge. And to make the council relevant and effective in serving the people, there is a need for decentralization. But of course, for this to work, local government needs to be very transparent. So therefore, the other foreseeable change if local government elections are allowed is that there will be more local councils. And then in Malaysia, we have far lesser local governments compared to prior to independence. We used to have 289 local councils. And then in 1965, in West Malaysia alone, we used to have 374 local councils. In 1976, it was drastically reduced. Today, we are only looking at 149. So we are looking at a slash of more than half.
Local council elections have become a polarizing topic among Pakatan Rakyat component parties. We ask Yin Sin for the possible reasons why parties object the implementation of these elections.
Number one will be conflict of interest. So like, for example, federal and state government effectively will lose more power and influence over local grassroots constituents, because the people who live, let's say, within the same taman or within the same kampong, will only have the immediate interaction with their elected councillors who will be serving them or their mayor. And then the second one would be more opposition to state and federal authority, whereby the voices of the grassroots will be vastly amplified if local government elections are restored. And I also believe that if we have local council election, this also potentially give rise to a third force, as forming political groups in local government are actually much simpler compared to state or federal politics. And this can be seen as a major threat to some people.
Okay.
Yeah. And then another reason that people are saying that why we don't want the election is because it will also incur higher administrative costs. Mm-hmm. It's just very simple. Another tier means more election, more space, more election expenditure, more campaigning expenditure, and more salaries need to be paid.
Yin Sin also disagrees with Hadi Awang's controversial comment that the third vote could spark racial polarization and eventually lead to a repeat of the May 13 riots.
I would say that Hadi Awang's comment are knee-jerk reactions to petty insecurities, if I can put it in very layman terms. And I see that the only logic and rationalization of such statement is that in non-Malay majority areas, having an elected local government might see the increase of non-Malay mayors or presidents and councillors into office. So at the moment, such positions are appointed by the state. So therefore, their fear is that if members of one race will only vote for their own skin, of course, this is a very backward mindset, lah. But as to whether political reality versus political idealism that most Malaysians want to see is two separate matters altogether. Moving forward, I think we also have to answer the question whereby, do race actually pose a threat? We have to then look at what does all this threat means. Can we actually live in a society where a Malay majority is governed by a non-Malay local government? Because we have to remember that the only way for them to be in such position is only if they have been elected to hold office. So if Malays elect a Chinese mayor, why not? Or Chinese elect a Malay mayor, why not? Or an Indian mayor, why not? So the focus should be on good governance, quality of living, who can bring development. I personally feel that the factor of race doesn't come into the equation at all and shouldn't even come to the picture.
That was Ng Yin Sin, Senior Director of the Centre of Public Policy Studies. Now, the failure of DAP and PAS to agree on this issue is yet another point of contention in the already fragile union of Pakatan Rakyat. To appease its partners, yesterday, DAP announced that they will not make a decision on this proposal until it is discussed in the next Pakatan Rakyat Leadership Council meeting. A date for the talks, however, has not been set. I'm Melissa Idris for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.